I'm guessing that most of us have never seen or spoken to a 6'3" rabbit, let alone called one friend, but that's not the case for Elwood Dowd in Mary Chase's Pulitzer Prize-winning 1940s comedy classic, Harvey, now playing through May 21st at Baltimore's Everyman Theater. The titular rabbit, Harvey, was unfortunately unavailable for comment, so for more about the play and the production, I'm delighted to welcome a true Baltimore treasure, longtime Everyman Company member and Harvey's human companion in this revival, Bruce Nelson. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and thanks for speaking with me. How would you say it's going?
I think it's going very well. Audiences have been loving the production. I think because at the center of the play is the message of kindness. A little bit below that is the message of who do we think is particularly crazy or not? Is it the driven 9-to-5 person, or is it the person that has rejected that lifestyle and is taking a different path? You can call Elwood an other, and is certainly marching to his own drum, and people think that's a threat.
As you note, Bruce, the play frames that conversation both as an ethical question and a mental health issue. Do you think that resonates differently today?
Well, it's refreshing when you read the play. It does not denigrate mental health issues. It does suggest that somebody who is not of, I guess, the normal ilk needs to be properly treated. But that said, it does seem to deal with mental illness in a fairly straightforward and not patronizing way. Probably part of its appeal was that it had these deeper questions and asked them rather eloquently, and questioning what the 9-to-5 world looks like. I think probably more to the point is how we preoccupy ourselves with getting and striving and doing versus what Elwood has chosen to do is to connect on deeper, more meaningful levels, one person at a time. And couldn't we all use more kindness and in the moment interacting?
Well, that message is one I know I at least associate with several roles played by Jimmy Stewart, who famously played Elwood both on stage and on screen. How do you, Bruce, approach tackling a landmark role like this and making it your own?
Well, you know, I was doing some calculating. I've realized that this is my 45th show at Everyman Theater. And I've loved having Everyman as my artistic home to be able to spread my wings and feel well cared for. I knew that I needed to certainly put my, and I would put my own mark on this role. It's a delicate balance. You don't want him to come off as stupid, for lack of a better word. You don't want him to come off as preachy. You want him to be somewhere in this razor thin middle where he's innocent. And also, because of the innocence, has this global perspective and depth of understanding, much like a child. And so it's been a challenge with Elwood, simplifying, not doing too much with a character, but just letting things like the comedy take care of itself rather than feeling the need to push.
To see the results, dates, times, and tickets for Harvey are available online at everymantheater.org, or you can call 410-752-2208. Thanks so much for speaking with me today, Bruce, and my best to your pal.
It has been a pleasure, and I'll give Harvey your regards.
Have a great run. Break a leg.